The Home Show with Tom Tynan podcast is made possible thanks to our partners like Abacus Plumbing. Finally, professionals you can count on.
I'm a hard-working man.
Good morning, Houston. It's time for the sport of home improvement.
I can ride rope, a hammer and paint, do things with my hands that most men can't. I'm a hard-working man.
Welcome to Home Show Radio. Save money, save time with Houston's home improvement leader for 36 years. Here's Tom Tynan.
And we continue on with the third and final hour of this Easter edition of Home Show Radio. Call me 281-833-3333. We got about 50 minutes left, and we're going to start this hour off with Susie. Susie, you're on Home Show Radio.
Good morning, Tom. Thank you for taking my call. Happy Easter.
Welcome. Thank you. You too.
This is in my guest bath, and it's the bathtub, not the surround, which is tiled and is in good shape, but the bathtub is real dingy. I mean, I clean it, and it still looks dirty. What can I do? It feels like it's plastic.
Is it a plastic one? Probably not a lot, except...
Can I replace it or put, you know, one of those over it? Or can it be reglazed or refinished?
I don't think it can really be refinished, because if it's a fiberglass tub... Now, you can call some refinish companies to see if they'll do that. If they can, that would be my choice to do that. The liner that fits over the top of it you see on TV, or you did for a while. I haven't seen much of it lately. That might be an option for you. I don't think it's going to be permanent, but it could be something you choose to do for right now. And then, of course, replacing it would be the other option. But I think your two options are either having it refinished or having one of those liners put on top. I don't know what else you could really do to it if you can't clean it up.
Okay, just kind of get quotes and see where I stand the best. It's not.
I would. I'd talk to them, and I want you to know it's not a permanent thing. Most of the, like, the finishes, they usually say they get about 10 years out of it, and then in apartment complexes and things use it all the time. And you know who else uses it is as hotels. They do it quite a bit, and they just plan on doing it every 10 years or so. You do have to be careful with the abrasive cleaners and stuff. The liners I've never used. That kind of came new, and the guys invented it, and I don't know anything about it. I don't think it would be a permanent solution, but it might be temporary for a few years if you want to just clean it up. I'm not sure how that all works, and it seems kind of odd to me, but it might be better than I think.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right, Jay, you hang loose a minute. I'm going to get a quick break out of the way because we got to catch up on the clock so I can get out on time. Due West Foundation Repair is the company you call when you have cracks in the sheetrock and cracks in the brick and you need your foundation to stop moving. It's not that the foundation's cracked. It's not that it's rumbling like an earthquake. Gosh, Charlie, my partner in crime here at Home Show Radio, He's out traveling. He sent me some kind of video yesterday about these foundations in Massachusetts, and they have basements there, that are just crumbling away. And they're brand new homes within a few years, and they're just crumbling away because somehow the concrete mix had some kind of other element in there, and it just wasn't good. It's a nightmare if you own one of those homes, and these homes costing $200,000, $300,000 a piece to fix, and you can't get loans for them, and it's a mess for the homeowners. But here we have a slab, and we have a company that can go under there and stabilize the entire foundation. And they probably don't come across, I don't know if they ever come across one they just can't do. And they have the UltraPile system, and it's a lot less money than that. Believe me, it is doable. And so to have a company like Due West Foundation Repair that can save you from that kind of nightmare is incredible. And if they were in Massachusetts, I know they would come up with a system where they could be saving those people too. But guess what? The Dutton family lives in Pasadena, and that's where it all started. Now, they do have locations across the state, which is just better for our neighbors in Dallas and other areas. But Houston is their main base and their home. And Kenny and Jim, they take care of you. And They've got the best system, but most importantly, they have preventative maintenance systems too, where if you're just on the edge and you're just starting to see a little bit of movement, and it's usually just cosmetic, which is fine. If you can stop it, you can fix cracks in sheetrock all day long. That's easy. You can rehang a door and square it off. That's a piece of cake compared to what some people go through. And Due West Foundation Repair is there, but if they can stop the movement, that's what it's about, then you know what? You're in good shape. So the sooner you do it, the better. The sooner you call them, the better. And if you don't need them, they'll tell you, hey, we can't do anything for you. Or, hey, a watering system we think will work fine here and you'll be in good to go. It'll be a lot cheaper. They have the kits for you, or they can do it for you. Or maybe a root barrier to avoid a future problem. No deal. They do it all. They invented the tunneling procedure, and they have the UltraPile system, which is a lifetime transferable warranty. Call Due West Foundation Repair at 713-473-7156. It doesn't cost anything to have them come out and take a look at it. That's Due West Foundation Repair.
Why gamble on your home improvement projects? Play it smart. Go with the experts Tom trusts. Select professionals who've qualified to be a certified home show pro.
Arctic Insulation Solutions, for year-round comfort with radiant barrier technology. Kiss generators, when the lights go out, know the power of a kiss. Airline Vacuum Central Vacuum System, the last vacuum you'll ever need.
Find Tom's directory of trusted home show pros anytime for any project at homeshowradio.com. Now, more Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Back to the calls. Let's talk to Jay. Jay, you're on Home Show Radio.
Happy Easter and good morning, Tom.
Good morning and thank you. Same to you.
Got two questions. The first is on, I'm getting bids on the to have my driveway and sidewalk raised. Okay. Already gotten one bid, and one of the things the contractor offered was, after they finished everything, was to power wash it and then put a, you know, like a coating over it, like a sealant, I mean. I was wondering if that necessary for this area. I know if I was in Colorado,
no,
I would do
nobody
it.
Nobody ever does it. Sure. It's a driveway. You know, if it was free and the guy said, I'll do it, I said, okay, sure, fine. But no, is it necessary? No. Is it something that they can offer people and people like it? Yeah, pressure wash you can get done. But I don't know if I'd put a sealer on there. It's just going to wear off in a short period of time. But it's up to you. It's not going to hurt anything.
I remember we had talked about it once when I was doing some work about putting a sealer down here. I know when I was in Colorado, it works fine. Not here, like I said, I was kind of...
Well, it'll work. It'll do the same thing here. No, that's a good question. But because of the sun and us driving on it and the harsh environment here, it's harsher than Colorado. Things, when everything freezes, I used to live in Lake Placid, all that snow and everything hits, then you know what? Nothing gets rotted. It just kind of stays the way it is. And then it thaws and it's still the same way. But here, it's just going to wear out over a short period of time with the rain and the sun. And the sun for sure is just going to eat it up and take it off. But it's not going to hurt anything. You probably won't see much difference in the look. It'll look a little wet, and it'll just start to dry out over time, and it'll just be like any driveway. It changes so slowly you don't really notice it with your eyes.
I was just wondering, since this wasn't the company that you recommended. I'm waiting on a bid from them. They hadn't come yet. Good. I was wondering, did they offer the same thing? Do you know?
I don't know. You can ask them. If you want somebody else to put a coating on, I do my sidewalk because I have a stone faux finish on there. Rudy does it. Rudy's Quality Painting. They do pressure washing too, if you want it washed. But if you want to do it, it's not going to hurt. I don't know what kind of money they're charging you. I wouldn't spend much money to have my driveway sealed. No, I wouldn't. I just wouldn't write that check because that money. You know, I'm pretty protective and I work hard for my money. And I'm not a Elon Musk by any means.
Understood. Second question is
yes.
I know we've talked about the power and the I guess the kilowatt rate.
Mm-hmm.
So I was trying to figure out my bill. I guess I finally figured it out.
What are you paying for power?
I don't know if this is on the bill itself. It says energy charges, and it's like the rate is like 20, I guess 20 cents. But I got this deal
really
where I get
high.
Three nights and stuff. So
yeah, but no, that's 20 cents is huge. I pay 7.5 cents. So you can see I pay 60, 70% less than you do. That free nights thing is kind of a gimmick because most people don't use a lot of power at night anyway. I mean, if you want to stay up all night and do it, I guess. And, you know, I have a friend that tries to do that, but it's hard to beat the system. And then when you're paying 20 cents on the other side, you're paying three times as much anyway. So it all, believe me, they don't lose a penny. They're making lots of money. So I know exactly what they do. And it sounds great as a sales gimmick, but it's kind of a sucker's game. Be careful with that. But as far as that goes, 20 cents is that you're paying about 16 cents for the actual power. If you're paying 20 cents for the power only and you're paying 25 cents for the delivery with the delivery charge too, that's huge. I was online last night looking at power to choose, and right now it's running about 8 cents for your power and total about 12 cents tops, and that's with delivery charges and all the fees. So that's what you're getting right now is about 8 cents. I don't know if it's going to fluctuate much more. I did notice that they shut down all the 4 to 6 month plans. So those have been shut down. So you can either get a 3 month or a 12 month and you can get bigger than that, but that doesn't make sense because it's so expensive. So right now it's about 8 cents.
So they're not running the 6 month anymore now.
I couldn't find one in my neighborhood. Now, what happens is you put your zip code in your neighborhood, you could. And if you could get one, and I got a five-month one before the shutdown. I already changed mine to a company for 5 months. I'm paying 7.5 cents for the next 5 months. And then in September, I'll go with a three-month and then see what happens there. Because you can get a three-month right now for as little as, I think it was 5.5 cents or 5 cents. It was very, very cheap, but it's going to stick you in the middle of summer.
Right, in the middle of summer, right.
Pay a lot, so it's not going to help you a lot. But, yeah, it's super cheap on the 3 months, and sometimes you have to do a couple of those to get back in your normal cycle. It's going to go cheaper once the election is over, no matter who takes over. All this mess calms down, and we're just, you know, we're pumping more oil today than we ever have. So it's all kind of a ruse, what you're hearing. I know.
I work in the petrochemical business.
Oh, do you? My son's in oil business. Dad, we're pumping 13 million gallon of barrels a day. Said, okay, that's good. Whatever. So okay. It's kind of weird. Yeah.
Two quick questions. So the energy charges is the same thing. It's a kilowatt per hour deal then.
Okay. What happens is you have kilowatt per hour. That's your energy charge. Then you have the delivery fees. When you go online, if you go to one of the fact sheets, you'll see that delivery fee right now, a total is about 4.5 cents a kilowatt hour. You can kind of extrapolate that number if you're just looking at the total and just subtract that. And that's the rest of it is going to be what you can bargain with and try to get a cheaper rate. But everybody's paying about 4.5 cents a kilowatt hour for delivery fees for CenterPoint, whoever your deliverer is.
Okay. So yours is going to end in September, a bad month though?
Yeah, mid-September, because I start on April 10th.
Okay, but I'm saying September, is that a bad, is the rate's kind of high?
It's not super bad, but I bet you I can get a three-month rate to get me to December just as cheap, because the three-monthers, they never raise up very high. They're just trying to sucker you in on the 3 months. So I'm doing is I'm playing a backdoor game. I've never had to do this before, but the way the economy is running right now, it's a little weird. So I'll end up doing a 3 month, and it'll probably be super cheap. And then I might have to do another 3 month, but I want to get back into the end of March, beginning of April time where I can start doing 12 months again. And so I'm going to play a little game this year.
Okay, so if you get a 12-month run this time frame, that's not really that bad, depending on what the rate.
12-month is 8 cents. It's around 8.1. So 8.1 for your energy charge total. It's about 12.4 or 3 or 2, something like that. It's not bad, but it's going to get better next year. But it's not bad if you did a 12-month at 8 cents is not bad compared to your 20 cents there.
Yeah. No, I was just thinking. Think I was
about it. 12 cents over 20 cents.
I got out of sync. That's why I got stuck with this one for a minute.
Yeah. No, I understand. That's why I got out of. I'm playing a little game too, and get back into it in April next year.
Okay. Thanks, Tom.
Good.
And once again, have a happy Easter. And appreciate your help.
Okay. And thanks for drilling oil. I love it. All right. See ya. Bye bye. It's, you know, oil is more than just burning in your car. It's, you got to have plastics. You got to have composite materials. Oil is used. You take oil and never drill again. Idiots, only idiots say no more drilling ever. No, even if you don't burn it, you've got a tire to make. You've got roofing materials. You've got all kinds of stuff. You can't live with cardboard. All right, 281-833-3333. Home Exterior Systems is a company you call when you want to reside your home. They are absolutely outstanding. Home Exterior Systems is an elite preferred installer certified by the James Hardy Corporation. Home Exterior Systems is an elite preferred installer certified by moi. That would be me in French. And I'm not French. I'm Irish and Italian. But as far as that goes, Home Exterior Systems, they will take good care of you. Home Exterior Systems is proven and guaranteed. They've been in the business for decades. And they have their trained crews. They stick with them. They're just putting on, Hardy siding, which is the best siding out there. They only want to offer you the best. They're some of the best trained crews you can get because of the fact that they have been doing it so long. And they work directly with Hardy Corporation. In fact, they come up with a lot of the details and stuff that are used today. And you can see on Hardy's website. But most importantly, you should go to Home Exterior Systems website. And you can do that through homeshowradio.com and find out all their contact information. Look at some of the projects they've done, and you'll find out that it's worth getting the best people to put the siding on because you'll never have to do it again. And there's only one really bad thing about Hardy. When it's put on poorly, it looks terrible. But doesn't that go with just about everything? So don't do that. Call 281-407-0880 for proven and guaranteed Hardy installation and performance. And they'll do the turnkey job. They won't leave you hanging with little details. Call Home Exterior Systems at 281-407-0880.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
281-833-3333. Call me and we will talk today. Let's talk to Miriam. Miriam, you're on Home Show Radio.
Mr. Tynan, yes. What is the best air conditioning to buy?
It doesn't matter about. They're all good.
Okay. If the house is around 1,800 feet, what size should I get?
4-ton.
4-ton, okay.
Yeah, and but now here it is. Here's about the air conditioners. I don't care about the brand of the air conditioner. Uh-huh. I care about the person that puts it in.
Okay.
This is a person I want you to commit to take care of this air conditioning system for the rest of its life.
Okay.
And they need to put it in. They need to back it up. They need to warranty it. And every air conditioning contractor is loyal to one or two brands. They're either going to be a Trane dealer, American Standard dealer, a Carrier dealer. And just go with what they're familiar with if you like them, because they're the ones that have to put it in right and take care of it for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. I really do appreciate that.
Oh, you're very welcome. And today, brands don't matter. You don't see a lot of companies branding themselves because of it. It's getting the people out on the street to get it to you. And that means like, AirTech of Katy. They're going to have several brands they work with. And each one that they're familiar with that's going to fit within the confines of the project. And so they're going to take care of it that way. Paint companies, when I tell you go to a paint store and not, say one of the big box stores, because all the paints are good now. You can go to Pratt & Lambert, you can go to Benjamin Moore, Sherwin-Williams. Their paints are great. They have great lines of paint. It's the expertise. So a branding is not as important as it used to be in the construction business, and I actually like that because it gives you an opportunity to choose local contractors who I think you should go local if you can. A lot of the paint, even the paint stores today, are local, owned by local people. They're kind of, I don't know if it's a franchise or how you want to put it. They have their own setup. But as far as that goes, I am really pleased with the way my industry that I have spent 45 years in has changed since I started doing this show in 1986, when it was all just price point garbage. And so they would sell a brand that would be familiar to people, but the quality was always really bad. And the reason is because everybody had a price point they stuck at. They would sell gallons of paint. I loved using the painting industry as an example. Roofing industry did the same thing too, but they would sell gallons of paint for $10, $9, $8, 99 cents. And you can't make a gallon of paint that's going to last at all, especially on the outside of a home. Inside for a little while, but outside never. for that kind of cost. But yet, if one company did it, they all did it. But now that the quality has gone up, and the consumer is in a better place, because if you buy a 30 gallon of paint, and you put it on your home, chances are it's going to last on the outside paint job easily last 15, 20 years. And you put it on Hardy, you got 20 years for sure. And a pressure wash once in a while just to clean it up, maybe a little touch up here and there, but it's going to last a long, long time. When the old days, it would last 4 years at the most and peel all off, and you just have a huge mess on your hands, and everybody would cover up with vinyl siding, and it would just made a lot of other people rich with that. But it's nice to know that the industry has changed a lot, and I'm very pleased to see that happen. And quite frankly, you know what happened is Hardy came to town, and I think when it comes to the exterior stuff, Hardy had a big play in that, where they wanted to put their product on, and the paint was so bad it made their product bad, so they started priming their own product, and then everybody decided it was in the coatings. They proved that it was not the wood, it was not this, it was the paint, and people started seeing the light, so to speak. All right, talking about painted coatings or coated coatings on things that, like paint is a coating, your furniture outside, your metal furniture, Houston Powder Coaters is the company you call right now. Call them now so you don't have to bid a six-week waiting list. It's still time. We're still, today is still March. Tomorrow is April, of course, April Fools. But today is still March, and you still, if you make that call tomorrow, have them come pick up that metal furniture and have it all refurbished. And with a powder coating surface on there, all the welds fixed, all the new wheels and straps and slings and everything else, pick up delivery. Don't throw that metal furniture away. Metal is a beautiful thing. I've run welding shops for over 11 years now, and I'm about to take on, I think, another one and put it into some really nice activity as far as training goes. And I was a welder, and I had my license back in 1978, 79. I had my structural steel license with the AWS, American Welding Society. So I know that metal, I don't care how old it is, if you got a welding machine, you got a grinder and a torch, and you can put it all back together and make it even better. And then with Houston Powder Coaters, they run it through their oven after they do that. And when it comes out, it's brand new. It's better than new. It's probably better quality than when you actually bought it brand new. And they put on the vinyl straps and slings and change your color scheme and everything else. And it's just beautiful. So don't throw it away. Have them refurbish it. All that metal furniture, tables, chairs, lounge chairs, whatever you have, they can take care of it. And then if you have like signs or other things around your home that you want to have a powder coating on that sits out in the weather, no problem. They will put it through their oven, and it'll any color you want, and it'll be a beautiful, beautiful thing. That's Houston Powder Coaters. Find out more about them and what they do at homeshowradio.com.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Home Show Radio is what we're doing here on 2024 Easter Show. I know, happy Easter to all of you. And however you celebrate it, do it with kindness and love. That's the best thing I can tell you. Care about each other. I have a little philosophy, especially when I'm leading a team. We care. We care about each other. We care about what we're doing. We care about what our goal is. So it's important. So care about each other and take care of each other. Let's talk to Tom. Tom, you're on Home Show Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I've got a three-car garage that's going to be a workshop, and I can't remember. You had some ideas about insulating a detached garage.
I don't insulate them at all. In fact, okay. Unless you're going to, if it's going to be a room like your house that you're going to air condition all the time, but even in my own garage, and I have a three-car shop, I don't really use it as a garage. It's a shop, and it's nice and neat and clean. All my fun stuff's in there. I've got a central air and heat in it, but I only use it when I'm working in there, and I don't insulate it at all. On the inside, I use a pegboard on the walls so I can hang things and see the studs if I ever need to put stuff on the walls. And on the ceiling, I use 3/8 plywood with lattice on the joints to make it look good and hang all your light fixtures and stuff from that. So that's how I like to do my shops.
Okay. That's okay. What I need to know.
Oh, absolutely. It gives you an opportunity to do that. But if you insulate it, people say, my garage is so hot. If I insulate it, it'll stay cooler. It won't. It'll hold heat longer once it gets hot, and then it's just going to be a hot box all the time. So insulation is only if you're conditioning air on one side or the other. In this case, would be the inside, and it goes up against the skin of the conditioned space, which would be your sheetrock in your house, and that's where insulation goes, or the ceiling. And if you want to ever get some insulation, you can call Arctic Insulation Solutions, and they're one of our new sponsors, and they do a great job. Talk to Brady over there, and he'll set you up. TDT is a company you call when you have galvanized pipes that are giving you fits. Galvanized pipes, pinhole leaks, water coming through the ceiling. Ooh, that's no fun. No, it's no fun. Wake up to that drip coming out of the ceiling. And it's not even raining, dear. I don't know. Somebody got to go up there and take a look at it. Well, TDT can reline all those old galvanized pipes after they clean them out to where they're brand new. They're better than new. The water never touches them. You know, TDT Ace DuraFlow system put in your galvanized pipe has a 75-year life expectancy. And it's warranted for 10 years. When you buy brand new galvanized pipe, it doesn't even last that long or get warranted that long. But once you use this system on the older pipe, that's how long it's going to last. And I think for most of us, 75 years is pretty good. I don't think we'll ever see the end of that 75 years unless you put it in when you're six. And I don't know many six-year-olds that are going to be calling TDT. So you get the picture. I'm kind of pulling your leg a little bit, but I got to. It's radio. They do a fantastic job. So if you have galvanized pipes and everybody's telling you repipe, 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 you don't have to. Now, why doesn't everybody tell you to do the Ace DuraFlow? Because they don't have access to it. TDT does. TDT has been with this show for many years, decades more, and they're going to take really good care of you, and they'll get it done in a few days, a lot less money, and your house will not have the disruption that you will have with repiping. There's no holes. There's no mess. They're just going to go in and take care of the pipe with their equipment. That's TDT. Find out more about them at homeshowradio.com.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Radio, we've got about 20 minutes, less than 20 minutes left to complete the show. We got a couple callers holding for us, so we're going to take care of them. And I want you all to, if I rush it at the end, have a great, happy, good Easter. And take care of your family. Just have some family fun. Talk to somebody. Talk to your kids. Hey, what are you doing? I read the other day that the average child today that is 20 years old or younger has never talked to someone over 51 years old. You need to talk to us old people. We can give you lots of advice about what not to do because we did it all because we're from the 60s. Right, I am. I'm a baby boomer. All right, let's see here. Let's talk to TJ. TJ, you're on Home Show Radio.
Good morning.
Hello, TJ.
I have a question. I'm looking for a good finished remover for furniture.
That one I don't have. I don't know. And it's becoming a lost art. I used to work for a furniture, an antique furniture store, and I've refinished a lot of furniture, but I don't know anybody personally. I do know that if you're going to find someone, you probably would like to call some of the used furniture stores here in town that deal with antiques, and they probably have names of people, because that's how people used to find me, was through Charlotte's Place, which was a place in Florida where I worked in a used furniture store, and I used to refinish tops and fronts and stuff. I have a 150-year-old ice box that was in my family. I just refinished, but I don't know of anybody that does it because you can't make a lot of money at it. So you're going to have to find someone who is involved in that industry.
What I'm after is a product I can use myself.
Oh, and what do you want to do?
What I'm looking for is a bookcase for my grandson.
Okay. Is it an old bookcase or is it new?
I probably want to refinish it.
Okay, so is it an old one or a new one?
Yeah, it's going to be the older the better if I can find one.
Okay, so you're going to go looking for an antique. All right. No, I'm with you on this. I can help you. I just need to have some info. So we're looking for a bookcase for your grandson, which is awesome. And so a bookcase is special because you have books and stuff you put on there. You don't want anything too oily. As far as the type of wood, I would like to know that, but you don't know that yet, so I can't really help you with that one. If you can find one that is not in super bad shape, you can refurbish it without refinishing it, because that's what we used to do with antiques. When you refinish an antique, you ruin its value. You refurbish it with linseed oil and mineral spirits. So if it can be done with that, then that's going to be your easiest and best bet. If you have to strip it down and go back with a finish, I would tell you an oil finish would be best. And also then you do a wax finish on top, which would be a Carinuba, is that right? Carinuba wax on top of it. And that'll give it a hard surface where you can put the books on.
Okay.
What you need to do is do this for me, TJ. You know I'm here every weekend. Find the bookcase you like and call me back, and then we'll talk more.
All right. Well, again, as long as it's wood. Naturally, I don't want particle board.
Well, if you get an old bookcase, it's not going to be particle board. That's the new millennial stuff. Everybody likes, you know, that's different. But if you're going into an antique or an older furniture, it's probably going to be a hardwood. I wouldn't get anything that's painted because stripping down the paint, you really damage the wood getting really deep in that. And I've done that before, but there's an art to it, and it's very time-consuming. Try to find something that has the original finish on there. Even if it's in bad shape, you'll be better off.
All right. Hey, I appreciate the help.
Yeah, no problem. I worked in a used furniture store, and it was antiques. And I remember old Mr. Charlotte, the owner, with a big cigar, and he'd sit up front and, "Tiny, get up here, move this thing around." I got paid $2 an hour. I'm telling you, it was back in the 70s. All right, it was a weekend job. Oh, goodness. Arcosa is who you call when you're jackhammering out concrete and you need some money. I'm going to jackhammer out some concrete and need some money. It's like the squatters, you know. Get in here and live for free. Imagine going around jackhammering your neighbor's concrete out in the middle of the night and just some money and steal it. I don't think anybody's going to do that. But if you are going to jackhammer concrete out, if you're in the business that does a lot of that, Arcosa has 9 recycle locations around town. They're the recycling kings, and they want concrete. They can't get enough of it. I mean, probably have 2 little pieces in your hand, you go over there and give it to them. They'll give you 25 cents. I don't know, but it is really in demand because of the infrastructure, roads, levees, dams, who knows what else that they use that stuff for. They probably have more things than I ever could imagine. They use crushed concrete. Now, they take it and they put it in the exact same sizes, like 2-inch size, 3-inch size. Department of Transportation, the DOT, they want very specific product, and so you have to have old product to make specific product out of it. And it's kind of like the old coal days where they would cut the coal up into different sizes and put them in train cars, and my grandfather used to do that in the coal mines, and then send out the coal. But it's an art, and they need it. So if you're doing any work around the home, there's a location nearest you where you can drop it off and they'll give you money for it. If it's got steel in there, no problem. They'll use the steel too, and they'll separate it all. They have the equipment. If you're in the business doing it, take it over there. If you have a big job, you're a facilities guy, you're in the construction industry, you need dumpsters, you need washout boxes, you need anything like that, it's Arcosa. And you can find them at homeshowradio.com, and it might be a great addition to your list of contractors you use. So don't ignore that. They can do the big jobs for you, entire parking lots. You're doing an expansion for a manufacturing facility. There's going to be stuff they want out of that. So give Arcosa a call, at least a look-see, at homeshowradio.com.
You work hard for your money. Choose professionals who do the same. Choose experts who've earned Tom's trust. Certified Home Show Pros.
Mueller Steel Buildings. Made in America, made to last. Cutting edge tile removal. Certified dust-free tile removal with no messy cleanup.
AirTech. Houston's reliable air conditioning and heating company.
Find Tom's directory of trusted Home Show Pros anytime for any project at homeshowradio.com. Now, more Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
And we're going to put this plane on the ground, and we're going to land it today on this Easter Sunday. We appreciate everybody who's been listening. Home Show Radio is a pleasure for me to do, and I hope it breaks up some of your day on Saturdays and Sundays. We are live Saturdays and Sundays. On Saturdays, it is from 9 to 12. I have to think, because sometimes they change my hours, and I just have to think about it. And, of course, Sundays 8 to 11. And on Saturdays, we have the Garden Pros from 7 to 9 before me, and they do a fantastic job. They're a fun group of people who really enjoy what they do when it comes to gardening. I get a lot of information from them. I visit their nurseries. I buy stuff from them. Of course, my nursery of choice is RCW Nurseries, and I go there all the time. I was there 2 days ago buying 6 bags of dirt and some azomite, because azomite apparently will keep your plants very stiff and hard. You'll have no limpy limbs. And so it's, I kind of make fun with it. It's a Viagra of for plants. And I don't know if it works or not. We're going to find out. I've been using it this year. It's new, at least from the garden people. So that's our lineup here at Home Show and Garden Pro Radio that we do on Saturdays and Sundays. Weekends, people say, I don't want to work weekends. This isn't work. Tom, how can you work every weekend? It's not work. It's talking to my friends. So I appreciate each and every one of you that talk and that listen. I mean, there's more listeners than callers. In radio, just to give you a little background, radio, you only get at the most 2%, 1% to 2%, it's probably closer to 1% right now, of people that actually call. The 99, 98% listen, people just on the radio, and you're driving around. Houston, I'm blessed with that. Unfortunately, all the traffic, people have to listen to something, and so you're always listening to music or talk radio or Spotify or whatever you guys listen to, your own playlist, but you got to keep yourself somehow awake. If you don't, you'll be like my friend that I used to work with, who would fall asleep at red lights. He had it was not a good thing, because he would get in trouble all the time because he would fall asleep everywhere. From what I heard, they took care of that. He doesn't do that anymore, but that was an interesting problem to have, especially for people who can't sleep at all and you're always really tired, and this guy could just fall asleep while he's standing up talking to you. It was pretty weird. Oh, goodness. I was out digging around, putting in some drainage beds along my house because I was having some problems getting anything to grow. The weed eater guy was weed eating my house apart. I decided, I'm going to do something here. It looks good. Put some rocks, some edging. And I found a lot of worms, and I found a snake. Took care of the snake, picked them up, moved them, so it's okay. It was just a little snake. Snakes are great. They eat all the stuff you don't want them around your house. So that was good. But what I'm thinking of, there's pests everywhere. The worms aren't an issue. That means my soil's good, but there's pests everywhere. And I was looking for termites is what I was looking for in this area. It hasn't been checked in a while. If you need a free termite inspection, this is termite season right now. McGrath Pest Control can take care of all your termite problems. That's what they do. They take care of pests. And termites, you don't want to ignore that. You miss a year or something and they do a little damage and you can spot treat. That's fine. You let it go too long and you got a huge problem on your hand. So yesterday on the garden show, they were talking about growing vines on a home. That tears a home up, and it allows termites to just inundate into the structure. And remember, our structures here are wood. They're not concrete or brick. So make sure you call the pest control company to do that. McGrath Pest Control is the top 10 in town. They handle all of Houston. They can take care of any pests you have. If you want regular maintenance, they take care of that too. They'll design a maintenance program just for you. They have some that they've already designed that you might just pick from their menu. They're a company that handles all of Houston. McGrath Pest Control, and they've been voted the top 10, the best. So Scott McGrath runs a great company. Call Scott McGrath at McGrath Pest Control. Find his information and everybody's information at homeshowradio.com.
Thanks for making Home Show Radio Houston's trusted source for home improvement tips and advice. Tom Tynan's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect those of Sports Radio 610, sponsors, or Mojer Media. Remember, Tom is always on at homeshowradio.com. Questions and answers, tips and videos, our podcast too, all free, all for you at homeshowradio.com. The previous program paid for by Mojer Media and Home Show Radio.